Today we'll discuss about the halachas of Yetzer Hara, people who are on the road. When you say Tefillas HaDerech, when don't you say Tefillas HaDerech? Rabbi says, Ha'elech Mokon, Kedudei, Chayel, Listem, Espalo, Tzorach Yamcha Merubem, Benit Tzorach, Lo Yimshon, Chonais. The thing to say a person is a spal, he says, and we say, we have a whole tefillah, we say, that Chayel Yishon, it's a whole tefillah, Tefillas HaDerech. Before we go into halachas, this one mentions some minyanim that are brought down. The Kaf HaChaim brings down, over here in Simut Kuf Yud, that if someone's Yetzer Hara, the minig is, he sends someone a shlich mitzvah. That's why I remember the old timers. Today, I don't know how many people do it, but remember my father, my mother, he used to give us a coin to go, a coin, a shlich mitzvah. So there's a marker for that. Or he himself should take, also, so, but this I never heard before, like someone in Kaf HaChaim brings down. The person should take a coin, if he doesn't have someone give him shlich mitzvah money, take a coin and say, I'm going to give it to the coin to Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to give it to Tzedakah in Eretz Yisrael. So your own coin you take. That's what that's has to give you some offering coins. So maybe your whole trip should be shlich mitzvah. Because to say shlich mitzvah ain't in the zakim. So that's what the mekar comes up. So the mail is, so that's a minig, that's a minig in Klai's call, Ladeus. I don't know if many people, do it, but that's a sport down. Huh? Yeah, the old people, the old times old, the young generation, I don't think you've even heard of such a thing. Alright. What? Ramah says, the Ramon Yerdea, in Resh Pehei Sivbei, says, when a person goes out from the house, he should always put his hands on the mezuzah, kiss the mezuzah. When he comes into the house, he should kiss the mezuzah. That's some people on earth. But also, there's a Truma Sadashin says, when you leave town, also you should kiss the mezuzah, come back and kiss the mezuzah. That's a minig, also a minig the kadmoinim. Alright, now we'll talk a little about the halachas. This machlokes hafaiskim, if the din of Tefillas HaDerech, let's say you go on a plane. Well, you're going to a place where you know it's very dangerous. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael, you go to Shemran and Goshchem. You go to a place which are dangerous roads. So you say, regular Nusach, says in Nusach, Tefillas HaDerech, the normal Nusach you say is, let's come to the city. And there's a gift of Sasenu, Vesenu, Shalom, Sasenu, the homeless over there. So there's the Sefer Ishi Yisrael brings down from Shlomo Zalman Orbach that if you go and play with the dangerous, you should air out Mr. Tzileinu, Metunas Drachim. Huh? I'm just telling what it says. Okay. So he says, "Tzaslenu meitunas drachim." And if he says, and he said, "We go on the gvul, we go on the grounds in Eretz Yisrael, the places which are very, very dangerous over there, the places where you're afraid, the terrorists over there." He says, "It should be meitzes. You can allow to be meitzev. It's tzaslenu mecham mechavlim." That's what Shlomo. That's what's put it. Let me finish. You're arguing me in a minute. One second.
Yeah.
Yeah, even not chutzitchum. Even not chutzitchum, right. A malkum sakana. The din is, we'll get to halacha. Even it's not a malkum sakana. It's a malkum sakana even less than parsha. Even in tevatchum. They said, the she'eran, it's a tzaleinu memchavlim. That's what Rosh Hashanah, that's what Pitta Shem Rosh Hashanah. However, Rav Chaim Chernetsky holds, the Yinalti Moistif, Zakol, Kolo, when you say, one of the things the Chol Minei Peronius, he say. He says, Medav, Mikol Minei Peronius, I'm Zvachis Lova Lailon. He says, that's Nichla. Peronius could be airplanes, it could be Shetacha, Mechavim, it's Nichla, all in that villa. And Shinafi Moistif was, if this is what the Karnas Chazal was, the only answer is Zvachim, the Chatzatz and Mechavim, he disagrees, and you're not Moistif on what the Chazal was made, you're not Moistif at all. So you understand that.
Who?
Gemara brings the Gemara.
Gemara?
Yeah. In Musaf is from the Gemara. There are a few Shino words in different Jesus, but that's from the Gemara. The Chabad says, in Ayotze Dorach, he's followed, he says, Yitzah, L'Aymah, Galash, and Rabim. In Asher Yamad, it's possible a person should stand. You know, as if he could say, let's say he's on a road, if he get off the road, he should stand. He says he's walking, he should stop and say it. And Yamim Alev, is it a bus, whatever it is, if it's a chance, if it's a possible he could stop, he should stop. So Mishabur speaks out in Skib Kam Habez, Ach in Hikubam Dossi Yachvidu, Mutta Laimim Alakum Mushav. But let's say if it's by stopping, it'll be tired. Mutta Laimim, he can do it when he's going, I mean, when he's sitting. Now, things like this, today, if you say you're going on a highway, and cars are going 60 miles, even more, and you're going to sit there on the shoulder, say to stop and say to feel so there. So it's stopping, not sakana. The question of sakana is, you get back on the road. You know, cars come behind you 50, 60 miles, you know, depends what type of roads there are. So if there's a road that's constantly many traveling, you can't stand it, talk to sakana, so you should say it while you're going. And if certainly, if you can't say, let's say you're a driver, then you should, if you could say it, yourself. If not, you should have someone who's a passenger Jew, let him say it with you, say it out loud, and be right to you. That's the, so even by a car today, the minutes go by the road. Even though the Bina and Rokos are breaking down, that the stifler, when he used to go out of town, at the St. Joseph's Earth, he used to have the car stop. I don't know how to drive in Eretz Yisrael. In the summer, probably wasn't a monk of Sakana, but today it's a monk of Sakana, and he was even a passenger. And he stopped and he said, Phil Sadara. For the Meister, it's not so recommended a person should stop. Now, the interesting Shaila, the Mishabur speaks out in Siv Zion, he says, Aima, I say, Acha, she hits the Gedera. Aima, you say when you're on the road already, Aima, I don't care, Yishla, Leila, Pasa. I probably never asked in the book. If a person's on the road already, then the Jews don't say until he's hips of Baderach. Which Mishabur speaks out means when he has to go Parsa. He has to go a Parsa. What's a Parsa? A Parsa is, I think it's 2 miles, a little less than 2 miles, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Huh? Mile and a half. Let's say it's a mile and a half. So go a mile and a half, then, if you go more than a mile and a half, then you make a Tzvil Sadarach. That's the Lashon of Mechava. Now, there's a Shaila and Paiskin. What does it mean, Pasa? Does it mean, a Pasa means a sheer Pasa of 72 minutes? Then you say Tzvil Sadarach. Or it means, a Mamasha Pasa, you go a mile and a half, 2 miles, you go 2 miles. You're going a 2 mile trip out of town, out of the city, that's the mountain. Like a child, let's say, from here to another city, which is like 5 miles away, then he also feels the death. I know it means a shear of 72 minutes or not. So, Pashas from the Mishabur, now there's a whole, the Shaila comes in the gate, now when Gaya feels the death, the Gaya counts things. The Moshe of the Allah is, the Kabe, washing hands, it feels the dying. The dinner is, if let's say you have a sandwich, and within sandwich, it says, if you have a shear of a pasa of 4 milim in front of you, then you're going to go 4 milim. So Shaila is a shear for, is it 3 miles? If it's more than 3 miles, or 2 miles, you say a mile and a half, it's more than a mile, then you can wash, you don't have to wash your hands, just wrap your hands and eat. And make a mitzvah. Well, now it means a shear of 72 minutes. So there are many Paiskim that speak out that it means the shear of a pasa of 72 minutes. If you're traveling, let's say, from here to another city, and you want to make a mitzvah, if there's a place to wash your hands within 72 minutes, then the chayav to wash your hands
The shear is not the shear pasta, mamasha pasta, the shear of going a pasta if you'd be walking it. So maybe it's 72 minutes, the meal is 180 minutes, so the times about 4 is 72 minutes, so it means the shear is 72 minutes. So that by that, there are many places that say that it means 70 minutes of driving. So if there's a stop along the way, much in America, come out all along, probably across the United States, there's always, within a couple of miles, there's always another place to stop off to wash your hands. There's a restaurant, there's a place, a washroom to wash your hands. Sometimes the stop along the road, there are places you can stop off, what's it called exactly?
Rest stop
and so on. Mm-hmm. So it's the mechuyav thing, you can also eat without washing your hands. That's the main place to stay. So we hear, does he say the same thing here or not? So I looked around a lot, and it's not pushed. From Shlomo Zalman, the Halicha Shlomo, and from the Mishnah Berurah, and from many Paiskim, Vice Dice, it means the shear of a parsa. You go 1.5 miles, if that's the shear of 1.5 miles, and going out of town, then you have to say Tfilas Derech. Even though the whole trip is going to be, just journey is going to be 5 miles, whatever it is, out of town, then the din is, that's you say Tfilas Derech. However, the tshuva from Rabbi Yosef, he says the shear is 72 minutes. He holds the shear, well, it means, it can't mean, you know, 1.5 or 3 miles, even though it's very, he's the only one I can't say it. He says that even if it has to be a shear, said this, I say I drive from here to Milwaukee. Here to Milwaukee, I don't know, I think it's less than 72 minutes. What?
Well,
it's 90 minutes, depends how fast you drive, maybe. Alright. So if it's 90 minutes, then he says it's closer there. But let's say you go somewhere closer than that, it's less than 72 minutes, then you don't say it's closer there. Which is very misguided, he says. The only thing I couldn't find any, I looked, I didn't have a chance last night, we're busy with the. With the tears or with the accident that happened, but I couldn't find anyone that says, lack of any idea, but the Maestro, that's what he holds, which is very misguided. Well, Maestro, so what should a person do? You have a Shadizaman, Mishabur, they all say, Shifa, as you should say. If someone wants to be Machma, then I would say, you say without the, finish off without the Shem Hashem, Baruch Shemay Tfilah. But that's what he holds the Dina.
So, airplane flight takes less than 72 minutes.
That's a different, you're talking about Goyim, or you're talking about Tfilas Derech? Okay. Two different shadows, okay. Okay, Tfilas Derech on an airplane, if it's less than, according to Rabbi Yosef, if the trip is less than 72 minutes, then you don't make. According to other Paiskim, there's no nachmi if it's a half hour trip. Here in Detroit, how long is it? A half hour thing. How long takes Detroit? Half hour, 45 minutes. Then according to Mishibu, you make Tfilas Derech. According to Yeah, be Aimer, you know how many say Tfilas Derech? Yes.
Can you say, I don't think the Yaitis, but the Shalom says if you know you're leaving that day on a trip, you should say Tfilas Derech and Shemir Tfilas.
That's the Rambam Shita. Rambam Shita says you should say, but
Can you?
Yeah, some people hold when there's a traffic, if you go, if it's Chutzle, not Chutzle. Today, there's such a shadow there, what's called Chutzle? Let's say you drive from here to Skokie. Is that Chutzle here? You go from here in Northbrook. You go along the way, it's completely, there's clearly cars along the way. It's a command in the city, in Norfolk, it's a suburb, but it's not considered out of town. Yes, you go away, you don't sit out of town. Milwaukee is out of town. You go from here to Waukegan, maybe it's out of town. But from here, let's say to Buffalo Grove, or that, it's a car, you're going on a highway, but you see along the whole way the houses, the offices, and so on along the whole way.
Is this supposed to be?
It's not Tlor and Paiskim. What is called, you know, that's what's called a road. When you call it, say people, some people work every day. They work in Northbrook, they work in Buffalo Grove. They live in West Rogers Park when Peter and Bonds, they travel every day. I'm not so sure if he said Tfilas Derech. I don't know if it's called out of town. I think it's probably, I didn't find anyone says it, but I think it's what's telling me Fiyah Oilam, what's called out of town. If you go to Detroit, that's out of town. Go to Milwaukee, it's out of town. You know, something has its like a different killer, a different community. But if you go to Skokie, go to Northbrook or Buffalo Grove, I don't think that's still out of town. When it has but Chum Shabbos you have.
Yeah.
I don't know. I looked around, I couldn't find anyone talk about it.
So you can drive to Detroit and you can build it from all the whole world.
There must be places that don't live.
Well,
there's
empty
roads.
From here to Milwaukee, there's no
open. You know, the places and towns in Texas, in certain cities, in the city itself is called out of town because it's so big fields between each other. So that's called out of town? I don't think so. So if you go, but now you have, there's a Shlomo Zalman, the Alif of Shlomo brings out from Shlomo Zalman, a Chiddush Gadol, that he holds, but now he holds, if you travel from, if let's say you travel from Yishalayim to Lud, or you know, to the airport to drive someone. You're not going in an airplane. Let's say you're driving someone there, or you're going from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. Do you make a tefillah derech or not? So most paiskim hold it's a pas. So a pasah going to Mishmur and right paiskim. Even I don't know how long it takes to Bnei Brak. It takes more than 72 minutes to Bnei Brak from Yerushalayim. Less. Okay. But the many items to say tefillah derech like the Mishmur, they say tefillah derech. They called from Shem Zalman. He said, you shouldn't say tefillah derech. Today, the roads are safe. The roads are wide and so on. There's no sakana derech. It's going to happen today. So by him, kemat, the holy year tefillah derech would maybe apply if you go by airplane or if you travel a long distance with a chash, you go at nighttime, it's dark, it could be chash sakana and so on. But if you go on from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, or if you're driving someone to Lod, he held, you don't say, the Dichashrayim means down from Shem Zalman, that he held, you don't say, Shkirta there. And that's why so quoted all the people also, the Shem of Shem Zalman. They all, the road is safe and so on, he held, even if it's more than a ship pass, more than 72 minutes, then still you do not say, Shkirta there. What? Huh? So even in town, you should say then.
So
they say, yeah, they say.
Even
more than that, to walk in the street, you walk in ballpark, I think it's Sakana, that's me, across the streets there. I think whenever you go out of the house, you say it's just there, yeah, when people drive there. But the Kuli Alma, that if you know within 72 minutes, even less than 72 minutes, is a makom sakana, then certainly say tefillah derech, even in such a case.
Is it falling in the plane, or you said from the Rav Yisrael? Let's say the Tanna Chazal is falling in walking a ship passes. So if a plane trip for 45 minutes is like 5 hours in a row by car, so that is it with the.
You share
with a person
would go,
the time
of Chazal? That's the Shaila. If you figure a person will walk, so a mile and a half, you're doing 2 minutes in a car. Right. So it depends. So he kind of doesn't work that way. Tefillah derech by an airplane. When do you say tefillah derech by an airplane? You say it. So certainly you say it. There's a number of Shailas. When you say Gaimo, when you say tefillah derech. Tefillah derech is normally said. You go on an airplane and travel, let's say, from here to New York and so on. So there for sure it's more than 72 minutes to Kuli Alma. The question is, when do you say Tefillah Sadeh? You say Tefillah Sadeh on the runway, or you say once the plane gets off the ground. It's a machlokes
ha-poskim. So you're wiving that if it's less than 72 minutes?
If it's not, less than 72 minutes, it's a machlokes. That's all. You have it from Zalman Chahol, if you don't stay when it's a safe area. And then you have it, so I would say not to say it. Let's just say it. Well, Shem Ras, Baruch Shemay Tzvila.
Because the whole part is the landing, and the same reason why we, no matter...
I'm not talking about airplane now. Airplane.
If you fly from here to Green Bay,
yeah,
take 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
You go over these commuter planes?
No, they don't
have the whole time.
You go American Airlines, it's a regular plane.
Regular plane, yeah.
It's my
focus. Yes, some say, some don't say. Only if they
hand
you a pair of shoes. I was talking about airplane. When you go on an airplane, when do you... airplane, when do you still say it? It's a shiloh and paiskim. The sense of most paiskim is that you say it on the runway before it gets off the... when, that's called the derech ready. Once you're in the airplane, it's called the derech already, then you say, then tefillah sederech. However, the halicha shleima, that's the sense of most paiskim. That's how Moshe held. You say, when the plane is about to take off, you know, it's running fast on the runway, before it lifts off, then you say tefillah sederech. However, if Shlomo Zalman holds, you should wait until it gets 10 feet off the ground. You know, as soon as it gets off the ground, then you say then, because that's the most important, because if you fall off the plane, you'll hurt yourself. So it gets 10 feet off the ground, that's when you start praying, Tefillah Sederech. Nagei Agaimo, that's the different shayla by itself. When do you say Agaimo? Now there's a famous Ragachava, which the Rav Zevin brings it down, it's not put down the strong Ragachava, but the Isha Meshitas from Zevin brings down from the Ragachova that he held that if you go by airplane, you don't say Tfios Derech. It's not called Derech. He says he brings a rifle more in Cholin. What? You don't say Agaimo. If you go by airplane, you only if you go by Derech on a boat, you go on a train or something like that, then you say that. But that's called Derech. So airplane, he brings a rifle more in Cholin by Rashul Hakan. It's not called Derech, it's only when it's on the ground. That's what they've been asking Rav Shalom. Most Paiskin argue, and they say in the Rav Shalom today, because today it is a Derech. Today that's probably more people travel by that than by train and by boat. They go by airplane. The more people travel by airplane, that's because that's a Derech today. It's either they are going to Rav Shalom, or they're tiny in the Rav Shalom today, that's called Derech. And they hold that you say this is a Gomo. Just over there is a different Shiloh. But to go more into that, the airplane, you say Agaimo. They bring down that some place can hold, you never say Tfilas HaDerech, or you say without the Shem Hashem. That's what the bring down Hashem, the Belzer Rebbe, should be in a Rebbe like that. You don't say, when you ever go on a plane, you don't say Agaimo. If you say it, you say it without the Shem Malfus. Huh? That's a Agaimo. You don't say Agaimo. Huh? I meant a Agaimo. Without some hold like that, some hold you don't say at all. However, the census of most Paiskim is that you say a Birchas Agaimo when you fly by airplane, fly overseas, then you say a Birchas Agaimo.
Can
Agaimo, some Agaimo. He doesn't talk about this. He doesn't know about this.
Why overseas more than anywhere
there? Well, that's what. Now, this is my focus. It's a many places in the world, only because that's called Eber Yom, because it says four things. Hermel, Chachmid, Doris, Yoda Yom. So you go, Yoda, it's like Yoda Yom, just you're going faster than a boat. So therefore, you say, Birchas Agaimo. The Moshe in the Tshuva holds, even if you fly from here to Detroit, you go anywhere on an airplane, since it's a Mokhus Sakana airplane, because some Chazal Shalom happens. Then you're finished in most cases. And then as he holds, if you go by airplane, and hit a truck, even to Green Bay, Wisconsin, you go to any places, you have to make that agreement. That's what he passed.
How can you go on a plane according to
him? Huh? The same story. How can a woman have a baby? She's putting on a sakana. If you need to serve panos, you're allowed to. How can you travel to Shemim? All these places. If you need a mother to serve, we'll make her. Shem, serve my Shem.
What?
But that we'll talk about. That's the different sheets. We'll talk about that. Since we have a levaya, so I just want to talk about one. We'll stop here about Tfilas Derech. I just want to say one halachic topic.
Are you coming to Tfilas Derech to a bracha?
Well, then I'll get to that next year.
When do you say it in the car?
When you get to leave the town. As soon as you leave the city limits, that's when you say it. You know, within 2-3 miles here, 50 of the city limits, that's when you say it. But see, we'll talk about it next year. We'll talk about it more. All right. What about Shiloh? Interesting Shiloh. A Meister Shiloh Kachoya. A yeshiva received from one of the children, the father of a child who's in yeshiva, he gave him a large check to the yeshiva. Why? So he checked it, a large donation, guys. So he gave it to $25,000 to yeshiva. The Shiloh came and asked, can they accept the money? What's the Shiloh? The Shiloh was that the mother was Jewish and the father was not Jewish. And the father wants to give a donation to yeshiva. Ask him, why are you in the yeshiva? Well, Michael Shahari Kachoya, even though they're still married, the guy is still married to this woman, they're completely dry, they don't keep anything. From some other, the son became a Baal Tshuva. He's going to a school, to yeshiva, and they're very happy. He's a Baal Midas Tevis. They're very happy the way he treats them and so on. So they want to know if they can accept the $25,000 donation for the yeshiva. It's a big amount, it's a large amount of money. To accept or not. What's the Shiloh? The dinner is now some money from a guy. It says, the Yavish, the Chabba says, the Gemon Babasa, also, he saw Lito Stokun, I don't have him, you know how to take it. It said, the Yavish, see what he's getting. We're now giving Schusim to Goyim. So the more Goyim has Schusim, the longer we're in Golas. So in Mela, you now have to accept money from a guy. So Shiloh, of course, it's a big amount of money. Can you accept or not?
The mother was Jewish.
The mother was Jewish. And the child was Jewish.
So why and the father.
Huh? It's his money.
It's
Okay, he was a very wealthy, influential person. He got this a big amount to the yeshiva. To the yeshiva. Shabbos accepted. Alright. So the Shabbos is like this. Now the din is, there's a tshuva tzav sefer. That's how they passed it. The tshuva tzav sefer says, that you now accept money from a guy, is only if he's giving it with Shem Shemayim. Only if he's giving it with Shem Shemayim. But Luke says, not giving it with Shem Shemayim, you now accept money from a guy. Because the tzkus he has, only when he gives it with Shem Shemayim. Gives it with Shem Shemayim, then the din is, you allow to accept money. So let's say, for instance, a school. A school wants to make a yearbook. So what they do is they have a banker, a journal, and they go to many vendors to, you know, to advertise. Or to, so you, a lot of times you go into the garden. The child has to date to take it. The reason is either do it for all advertisement, or do it because they want to find favor. You know, this guy's a client of his, and you have to assume, you know, he wants to be, continue being a client for you, then you give to his places, so you give some support to his institutions that he holds of. So you have to accept it. What's the swore? So some have accept cipher. That says that one shot is more of a bastard, the whole issue is dafka when he gives it with Shem Shemayim. Loitzu is not giving with Shem Shemayim, then the din is allowed to accept money. He gives it because of a bunch, because the Jewish people are good people, and he gives it for a bunch of because he knows it gets Shem Shemayim. That's the Shem Shemayim. That's the analysis. That's also. And that's the sense that that was the psak that was given to this case. Let me just finish. One second. Because you pay taxes. Money for taxes, food stamps, all these things you're allowed to take.
If it's great, great,
brilliant. Huh? Food stamps, these things, you're an American citizen, I've been trying to come in, you're allowed to take. That's the short case. One second, let me finish. That's the case. That's one case. There's a tshuva nigus Moshe. Moshe has a tshuva in Yeridayach Erbei Simen Kuf Yitzayin. He has a shayla, can you honor a guy to a banquet? Can you honor him to a banquet? You know, are you allowed to do it or not? So Moshe writes a tshuva. He says the same svar, it doesn't mean on Tzatzor, the same svar, he says the Ikka thing is if he gives you a Shem Shemayim, then that's when it's also. But Luke says Hashem Shemayim, but says it's M'chua Adova. But from the Ikka thing he says, because the Ikka thing to do is Shul Kovet. Shul Kovet, that you're allowed to honor him. And plus it means the money for the state school, whatever reason is, you have to do it for political reasons, you're allowed to do it. This is M'chua Adova. I guess the Voyash is the Shiloh, a little bit different. Let's say, for instance, are you allowed to? Can you take money for let's say Shem Shemayim? But can you use the money if Shem Shemayim? We already took Saf Seifa from Moshe. This is okay. But let's say if you have a guy that wants to give you $25,000. Can I use the money? Can I use the money for the English department? Okay, now this is custom. So Mela, so let's say I use it for toilet paper. I use it to wash the washroom, so up to maintain it to the building. If I don't give a fatayah, if he gives a fatayah, you're not allowed to, because he gives chusim. But if I use it for other things, you know, I'll say there's a high school, use it for the high school department, for the lab, for the science lab, or to buy the Goyshe books for a Goyshe library, a fatayah, all these things, or to, like I said, toilet papers, it's things that's not fatayah. Are you allowed to do it or not? So I asked Rabbi Yashiv, he told me, yes, that's not, as long as it's not used mamish fatayah, you're allowed to take the money and use it for these other things. That's what I was going to ask you. Let me finish. This is what he answered me. I asked the Chaim Kaneski. He said, there's no answer. You have to give money for any Hakam. He says, if there was an answer like this, Hakam, none of the place can mention such an answer. It says, if you take money, you get money from a guy, you give it to, and finally you give it to other guy. Like it says in Shekhanov, it says that if you get money from the guy, you give it out, nothing. He says, Sarah, the Chavim, Shishalach, Mammon, Israel, with Stoker. And Zina, I say, you don't give it back to Shem Shammah, so get angry. Night and night, you take it from the guy, but he, nothing, when he, I, the Chavim. The Saisa, you give it to, it's a Klaishon HaSav, so it should be Chalashem. But when you take money from a guy, you should give it to another guy. So, Chaim Kines gave me, he says, Chaim, there should be an Eitzah, use it for things which are not terrific things. Since the Chazal didn't give such an Eitzah, the Shechna didn't give such an Eitzah, so even to use it for toilet paper, to use it for all, for English department, he held that it's also. I will stop here.
to go by Zomel, even if you go to see, you don't have to go to Zomel, you don't have to see that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that also. Alright, next week, I'm going to be out of town, there's no show next week.
Could your wife take you to the desk for you?
Huh?
Your wife?
Yes.
Why did not you say that we're giving her a trail paper?